Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you could just explain to me, like I was 5 years old, what happened in the council today that kind of allows the odd block to be freed up a little bit.
So what is being voted on today in the council is actually what is known as the release of the revisionary interest in the land where the odd was, the odd block. Basically, the city continues to be, the land would be returned back to the city if the project did not go forward. This allows there to be a clean title. So in layman's terms, it's almost as if the city has not fully released the land until there was a project. It goes to ECHDC, it is released. They then can release it to the developer, and then work can begin toward moving toward a project and a closing. The city maintains the right to receive that property back if there is not a project, or to negotiate with ECHDC, which is the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, if there was not a project.
And what benefits does that provide exactly?
Well, what that does is it basically frees up the title so that the developers can do whatever they need to do as far as financing and other things to make the project start to move forward. Without that happening, there can be no closing on that property.
And just talk about that area in general. Obviously, a lot's happened in the last five years or so there to develop the area. Talk about what you're seeing there and how good it is for the city.
You know, to see this odd block to come back to life and to have an interested developer at this point after so many starts and stops is important. You know, it is in the canal side area, which we have a lot of people now utilizing. People have been waiting for something to occur. And so, you know, this is a rather easy vote for the council. It is the right thing to do in order to see some positive development happening in that area.
And then, obviously, there's not too many free parcels of land left in Canal Side. This is one of the, you know, the North Odd Block for sure is one of the last big parcels to develop. Talk about the importance of really getting this development right to continue growing that area.
Well, you know, there's great momentum right now across the city of Buffalo, and especially in our downtown area, in our waterfront area. And so I don't think anybody wants to just continue to see a hole in the ground. People do want to see and have expressed they want to see that area continuing to grow. It has been great, and I don't even want to talk about the economic benefits. I want to talk about really for families and visitors who come in, but especially City of Buffalo residents and those from our state who come in and they enjoy that area, and I think that they'll be pleased that we are moving in a positive direction.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.